Welcome to the LaPorte County Public Library's podcast, Do We, Don't We?
The podcast that shows you what our library has beyond the books.
On each episode, staff at the LaPorte County Public Library will introduce you to services at the library that might surprise you.
Come along and find out, do we, don't we?
Good morning and welcome to the Do We, Don't We podcast of the LaPorte County Public Library. This morning, we're going to be talking about all of the library's outdoor educational spaces, and I'm excited to share this conversation with Caitlin Weiss, who is a community engagement librarian. Hello, Katie.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
How are you this morning?
Very well, thanks.
Good. So, Katie, I would like you to just kind of give a little introduction of yourself and what you do here at the library.
So I'm a community engagement librarian, and I work a lot with the schools during the school year with Libraries 360, and I've done a lot of summer programming, and I've done story times, and I think this year we're going to do a lot with the mobile classroom out at the schools.
Oh, that is an exciting project, and yes. We'll be having a podcast on the mobile classroom shortly, but for right now, one of your main focuses has also been our outdoor educational spaces.
It has.
And we share a few of these outdoor educational spaces with some community partners, the City of LaPorte Parks Department. We have a story walk out at Kessling Park, and we have a new story walk out at Creek Ridge Park, and that is through the LaPorte County Parks Department. But the one that you're most familiar with is our own story walk that we have at the Hanna location. You want to tell us a bit about that?
So at Hanna, the story walk consists of 12 posts where you put a story in there, and then you walk from each post to read the story.
I love that you have an action while you're reading. It gives another level.
Yeah.
Of opportunity when you're reading to get moving too.
Yeah, so along with the story, then we have activities that do get you hopping or jumping with what goes along with the story, or even just an art activity that you could try at home if you wanted to.
Oh, that's fun. And I do know that you've had a lot of activities, classes revolving around our story walk down there. So a lot of times you get the community involved. I believe that you did something at the Hanna location not too long ago that filled up our story walk down there. Why don't you tell me about that?
So we had a program that was a poetry program. And so what the participants did was they came into the Hanna library and they looked for poems or wrote their own poems, and then they drew a picture to go along with that poem. And then that was added to our story walk so that the community could view other community members' poetry and pictures.
That's really special. It kind of breaks down another aspect of the love affair of a small hometown, you know, where you can go and see your neighbor's artwork or poetry right out there at the story walk. So story walks are one of our outdoor educational options that we offer, but we have outdoor educational spaces at all of our locations, and that is 7 locations. So why don't you tell me a little bit, Katie, about what each branch offers?
Sure. So at Rolling Prairie, we have birdhouses, bee houses, and a bat house. We have some tables, and then there is stone benches where you can sit and learn more about the native plants and different things that we have at Rolling Prairie. And then at Union Mills, we have 7 different types of outdoor instruments. It includes a silver babble drum where you use your hands to create different tones. We have a chimes with a mallet. We have a red whistle. A lime green melody metallophone, which is kind of like a small xylophone. and an orange flower that's metal that does musical chords, and a tall blue, two tall blue talk tubes so you can talk into them and whisper with each other.
I haven't gotten a chance to get out to Union Mills yet, but I've seen all of the beautiful bright colored photos that have come back in from our staff, and I cannot wait to take my littles down to Union Mills to play on all those wonderful musical instruments and just sit and enjoy a beautiful summer day.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun just to make a lot of noise with.
Yeah, let the kiddos run around.
Exactly.
So Union Mills, if you haven't been down there in a while, that's definitely a fun little excursion for your family. So I suggest that. And what else do we have?
So we talked about the Hannah Story Walks. And then at Fish Lake, we have what we would kind of call a nature play area, where we have an art area where you can draw on a dry erase board. And it also has kind of a tic-tac-toe area where you can use what we call tree cookies. So they're round tree trunks that kind of look like cookies.
Right.
And then we have a log climb where you can climb on logs, and a building area that has sticks, twigs, the more tree cookies, and you can just build to your heart's desire. We had a couple kids out there the other day who were trying to build the city of La Porte.
Oh, see, that's so neat. I was going to say, the Fish Lake location is closest to my home. I drive past there frequently. I do see everybody using the outdoor space, even during off hours, because something about our outdoor spaces as well is we have a very high bumped up Wi-Fi usage. So you can use our outdoor spaces even just to come sit and use our Wi-Fi on the outside of the buildings when the branches are closed, which is another great option. We have wonderful seating. Lots of it's covered with umbrellas. Just gives you another opportunity to use the library when you don't even think you're going to use the library.
Right, for sure.
That's what I always like, especially out in the outlying areas where Wi-Fi is kind of spotty and gives you a solid base that you can work from if you need that in your life, you know, for work or pleasure or whatever. So so that was Fish Lake. And what else do we have out there?
At Fish Lake?
In general.
At Fish Lake, along with the other things I mentioned, was a trunk climbing course. And then we have...
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And then two log balance courses.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing those.
So that space at Fish Lake is, you know, a big place for nature play, just getting out and having fun. You can use your imagination, especially with the engineering portion of it.
I love that. And even our smaller branches, meaning Kingsford Heights, we have opportunities out there for outdoor spaces. We do offer some outdoor seating around the back of the building where you can enjoy our beefed up Wi-Fi. And we also have a small partnership with a community member group of a community garden at our Kingsford Heights location. We have some tubs of vegetables growing, and I know that they are sharing those with people in the need in the community. Also at Kingsford Heights, we have a bike repair station, which offers all sorts of tools that you might need to use, you know, the screws or Allen wrenches for bikes, an air station that you can pump up your bike tires. There's also a small free little pantry out there, a community food pantry, which is an opportunity for the members and neighbors to drop off some excess food that you might have that one of your other neighbors might need. And it's just a great way to build that community pride and connections. At Maine, we like to point out that we have lovely lawn spaces for you to bring your blanket and a good book, sit under the huge limbs of our maple tree out on Madison Avenue, and just enjoy the breeze that's there. at Maine, we also have a little free pantry, which is a wonderful option if you have excess food, again, to put it in that box. I like to call it a blessing box. For some people that might not have the means, they can still get what they need there. And we also have a bike changing station, a bike repair station, whatever you want to call it. It's an awesome space where you can, you know, if you're out on a bike ride and you blow a tire or you have a chain fall off, come drive by the library, ride by, walk by the library and take care of it. It's a great asset to the community. All right. Well, Caitlin, thank you for joining me. Do you think that there'll be future expansions?
I do. I think we're always adding new things and thinking about what can we do to improve our outdoor spaces.
And, you know, just being outdoors, thinking more greenly with our spaces, it's a different level of service that we provide to the community that people would not think about.
Yeah.
And I love that we take and have such a focus on that, mm-hmm. and a deliberate focus. So thank you, Caitlin, for joining me, and I look forward to speaking with you in the future.
It was my pleasure. We'll be right back.